We'll switch to Divine Service Setting 3, which is on page 184 in your hymnal, page 184. Our opening hymn will be hymn 497 as well. Before we begin our service, though, let's go ahead and bow our heads for a word of prayer. Dear Lord, gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, the day in which you sent the Holy Spirit in flames of fire to begin the work of the church, to begin preaching your holy word, to begin baptizing in the name of Jesus, and to begin distributing the Lord's Supper. In all these things where the word is present, we know that your Holy Spirit is also present, working faith and sustaining us throughout all our trials and tribulations in this world. Continue to pour out your Holy Spirit so that we might continue to look to Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. In your holy and precious name we pray. Amen. This time then we'll sing our opening hymn, hymn 497. Hymn 497. We sing.
Page 184. Please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave
me. O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We sing the introit appointed for the day.
The Spirit of the Lord fills the world. Alleluia. The righteous shall be glad. They shall exalt before God. They shall be jubilant.
God on high.
And on earth he stood with forehead.
O God, on this day you once taught the hearts of your faithful people by sending them the light of your Holy Spirit. Grant us in our day, by the same Spirit, to have a right understanding in all things and evermore to rejoice in his holy consolation. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated.
The Old Testament reading for the day of Pentecost is from Genesis chapter 11. Now the whole world had one language and the same words. And as people migrated from the east, they found a plain in the land of Shinar and settled there. And they said to one another, "Come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly." And they had brick for stone and bitumen for mortar. Then they said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens. And let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be dispersed over the face of the whole world." And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of man had built. And the Lord said, "Behold, they are one people, and they all have one language. And this is only the beginning of what they will do. And nothing that they propose to do will now be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and there confuse their language, so that they may not understand one another's speech." So the Lord dispersed them from there over the face of all the earth, and they left off building the city. Therefore its name was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth, and from there the Lord dispersed them over all the face of the earth. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our second reading is from Acts chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues as a fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And at this sound the multitude came together, and they were bewildered, because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. And they were amazed and astonished, saying, "Are not all of these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in his own native language, Parthians and Medes and Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians? We hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God." And all were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others, mocking, said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be made known to you, and give ear to my words. For these men are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was uttered through the prophet Joel. And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even on the male servants and female servants in those days I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the day of the Lord comes, the great and magnificent day. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel, the Alleluia and verse. John, the 14th chapter. Jesus answered him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I will come to you. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced, because I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it takes place, so that when it does take place, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no claim on me, but I do as the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father. Rise, let us go from here." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
We confess now our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary,
suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
You may be seated for our hymn of the day, number 498, Come Holy Ghost, Creator Bless, hymn 498.
Especially these words, what does this mean? Thus far, our text. Dear friends in Christ, today we celebrate Pentecost, which is, in a way, sort of the founding of the mission of the church. A lot of the things that we do here each week have their root in what was done on that first Pentecost. The way that our church is designed reflects that first Pentecost. Why do we have a baptismal font here? Why do we have podiums for God's word to be proclaimed from? Why do we have an altar? What do all these things mean? In a way, that's a very good Lutheran question. What does this mean? And it's the same question that was asked on that first Pentecost day, when for the first time the message of Jesus Christ, crucified and risen, was preached publicly. What does it mean? What's going on? It had been a confusing morning that very first Pentecost. There had been a loud rushing wind sound at the beginning of the morning. And then a bunch of lowly fishermen from Galilee, the backwater of Israel, they were suddenly standing in the temple, preaching in all sorts of languages that people from Galilee just don't know. And it was odd that those preachers from Galilee were there at all. A few hours before, they wouldn't even come out of their home. They wouldn't even leave the upper room. They had the doors locked for fear of being arrested. And the content of what those preachers, those fishermen from Galilee were saying was odd as well. They were preaching a message about a man, a criminal, who had been crucified and killed 2 months before. Why? And on top of that, Peter was claiming that that crucified criminal had raised from the dead. All these things being proclaimed, all these things happening, what do they mean? Why are they being talked about? It was a lot to take in. The languages, the preaching, the crucifixion, the resurrection, and all of it was in one short sermon preached over 1900 years ago. And as we look back on the text today, we have to forgive those people who were confused. We have to forgive those people who didn't understand what was happening. We have to forgive their question, what does this mean? We'll have to forgive their perplexion. Because oftentimes when we look at the same things here, we're just as confused. Luckily, we have the response from St. Peter. What does all this preaching business mean? What does this resurrection business mean? Peter tells us. Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man tested to you by God with mighty works and wonders and signs that God did through him in your midst, as you yourself know. This Jesus, delivered up according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of lawless men. God raised him up, loosing the pangs of death, because it was not possible for him to be held by it. What does it all mean? Why the preaching? Why the flames of fire? Why the rushing wind? Why the fishermen talking publicly? Because of Jesus. And not only that, did you hear what Peter said about who killed Jesus? Peter said, you crucified and killed Jesus. He said that to those gathered that first Pentecost. And what he means is that they killed Jesus by their sin. They killed Jesus through the hands of ungodly men who loved themselves more than they loved God. Their sin is the reason Jesus had to die. That's a tough message to hear. It cut them to the heart. I mean, how would you respond if you were told to your face that your sin is why Jesus, God's only Son, had to die on a cross? But that's what the church preaches. And when that message has been heard, the church moves on to the gospel, just as Peter did. When the people were cut to the heart, they said, what should we do? And Peter gave them the gospel. Repent, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus. For it is only in the name of Jesus that you'll be saved. His death was because of your sin, and it was for your sin. In his death, you already died to sin, and in Jesus, now you can live forever. In Jesus, you have forgiveness. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus. You see, at that first Pentecost, everything that happened was about Jesus. The preaching was about Jesus, even in all the different languages, so that everyone could hear about Jesus. The fishermen were called by Jesus. The baptism was done in the name of Jesus. The rushing wind was the Holy Spirit going around and creating faith in people that looks to Jesus. Everything was about Jesus. All that the Holy Spirit does on Pentecost, through the apostles, through the Word, through water, through the Lord's Supper, all of it is to bring people to Jesus and to bring the forgiveness of sins earned by Jesus to those who have faith in him. From that day forward, and even until the end of this world, Jesus is the absolute most important thing in this world. Where does that leave you, dear Christian? This Pentecost, today, what does this Pentecost mean? Is anyone going to run around Lincoln preaching in different languages today? No, probably not. Is there going to be fire that descends from heaven and lands on each one of us today? No. Probably not. Will there be a huge rushing wind that fills our sanctuary? Only when the air conditioner kicks on. That's not the Holy Spirit. What does Pentecost mean for Christians now? In 2019, in Lincoln, Nebraska, and around the whole world, it means God still works faith in word and in sacrament. That's good news for us, because the truth is we still get confused about the reality of the Christian faith. We take for granted the ways that God is going to create faith in us, the preaching, baptism, and the Lord's Supper. We don't consider how important God's word is for our lives and families. We forsake our baptisms in that we don't daily remember them. Who has time for that, after all, when there's work and school and sports and play and all the other activities to do? We spend more money and time paying for cell phone bills than we do for offering used to support the church, or even not given to the church to support our neighbor in need. Perhaps we spend more money on our cell phone bills because we spend 4 or 5 hours a day looking at our cell phone while we're content to be in church for an hour every week, and are angry if it's an hour and 20 minutes every week. We don't want to sing all the hymn verses. We're not content to have the Lord's Supper each week because those things make the service longer. They make us late for our 3-hour-long sporting event or nap on Sunday afternoons. God works in His Word, in His sacraments, here, in this church, each and every week. Because of our sinful nature, we still, at times, take that for granted. We are sinners, after all. God sent His Son to die for you. He sends His Holy Spirit here for you, here for me. And still, we don't uphold God's work as important as we ought to. We are sinners, sinners indeed. Sinners in thought. And so now hear the truth. The same truth Peter preached the first Pentecost. Because of your sin, you crucified and killed Jesus by the hands of lawless men. Because of my sin, I crucified and killed Jesus by the hands of lawless men. All our sin is to blame. And if we were left like that, we'd be in for a rude awakening someday, an awakening of hell reserved for sinners to punish their sin for eternity with weeping and gnashing of teeth. That's the truth that our sin deserves. And it cuts us to the heart to think about. What in the world should we do? Peter tells us the answer there as well. Repent. Repent and remember your baptism. Every one of you, you were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Remember that baptism, because in that baptism you already died with Christ. And if you died with Christ, you rose with Christ. And if you rose with Christ, you live with Christ. And Christ lives forever. Remember that you belong to Jesus in your baptism. And that's not all. The Holy Spirit calls you week in and week out by giving you His word, preached by your pastors, sung in the hymns and in the liturgy, He gives you your word in a world today where there's more Bibles around than at any other time in the history of the world, so that you might be in God's word. The Holy Spirit speaks a word to you directly. He did it at the beginning of the service. I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And when God speaks a word, that word is true. You are forgiven. Remember that Christ loves you so much that he's willing to feed you with his own crucified, buried, resurrected body and blood, a body and blood that's alive forever. And you are what you eat. When you eat Christ, you too will live forever. When you eat and when you drink, you receive forgiveness, life, and salvation. Repent. Remember your baptism. Eat the Lord's body and blood. Hear the Lord's word that speaks to you. Because in these things, you have hope. Forgiveness. Life. And salvation. Christ loves you so much that going to the cross for your sin was a task he was more than willing to accomplish. Not only did he go to the cross, but he sends his Holy Spirit here in the word preached, in the gifts given, so that you might always have faith and trust in the forgiveness he's earned. He brings it to you now. And so it is that you belong to him, and you always shall. The Holy Spirit has called you, gathered you into the church, enlightened you, given you his gifts, and that is good news. Good news that was first proclaimed at Pentecost and is proclaimed every Sunday, every Wednesday, here in Christ's name. When God's word is preached, and the sacraments are administered according to God's institution, the Holy Spirit really is here. Not with flames of fire, but with water. With the word. With the body and blood in the bread and the wine. And these things always point us back to Jesus. That's what Pentecost is all about. Jesus proclaiming his salvation so that you might hear it and believe it. In the name of Jesus, amen. And now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. This time we continue our service by standing and singing together the words of our offertory, Create in Me.
Thank you.
and welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus. This time we ask that you participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat at the end of each row, please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship this day. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping on the radio or the internet. We pray that the good news of a God who would send Jesus to give us forgiveness, life, and salvation would be yours today and always. We worship God now with our gifts and offerings. Prayers of the church, please stand. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. For all baptized believers, that they would be given ears to hear and learn all that the Holy Spirit teaches them about their Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the salvation they have through Him. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the faithfulness of all those whom the Lord of the harvest sends into his vineyard of grace, that the number of those who call on the name of the Lord and are saved would be increased. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For spiritual renewal in our congregation, district, synod, and the whole church on earth, that by God's grace and the power of the Holy Spirit, we would long to keep Christ's word, dwell in his peace, sing God's praises, and love our neighbors. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the enemies of Christ's church, that they would have their hearts turned and be brought to repentance and faith, and thus share in the blessings received by all believers in Christ, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those placed in authority over us, that they would strive for peace among the nations, and that the peoples of our world would be blessed to live in peace and quietness, unhindered by threats of violence, oppression, or fear, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those who are suffering or experiencing trials and tribulations of any sort, that they would receive the care and support they need, and that they would be reminded that the glory that awaits them in the life of the world to come far surpasses the sufferings of this present time. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who come to the holy altar this day, that they would come in faithful reverence and awe, recognizing our awesome God in this sanctuary, who is giving them the very body and blood of their Savior to eat and drink for the forgiveness of their sins and the strengthening of their faith. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who have gone before us with the sign of peace and who now rest from their labors, that we may follow them as they followed Christ and be found faithful by those who come after us. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Through our Lord Jesus Christ, all glory, honor, and worship is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, both now and forevermore.
Amen.
We continue now with the service of the sacrament, page 194. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who ascended from the heavens and sitting at your right hand, poured out on this day the promised Holy Spirit on his chosen disciples. For all this, the whole earth rejoices with exceeding joy. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
Jesus, strengthen and preserve you in both body and soul unto life everlasting. Depart in peace and joy. Your sins are forgiven. Amen. We stand and sing the Nunc Dimittis. Give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord be with you.
And with my spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Please be seated for our closing hymn 496, Holy Spirit, Light Divine.
Holy Spirit, I give thy.
Again, welcome in the name of Jesus. Just a couple of quick announcements before we dismiss. Check out the Good Shepherd News and Notes for all the activities and events in the days and weeks ahead. Kids, you can get some goodies. We'll be back in here in about, 7 minutes or so for our Sunday school opening. Sunday school in various parts of the church. If you need any help, just ask one of the ushers or elders and we'll get you to the right spot. One opportunity for adult Bible study this morning. Cheerful generosity in our fellowship hall, and it'll be okay. You're all invited for coffee and goodies in the fellowship hall. This last week we had a great week at Vacation Bible School. Things ran very, very smoothly thanks to all the helpers, the volunteers, the people that brought food and snacks and everything, especially to Jerrica Perrin, who headed up everything. It was a great week, and we pray God's blessings on the message that we taught and the Word of God that was shared and proclaimed. We do have a voters meeting coming up Tuesday evening, June 18. Budget and election kind of stuff, so it's pretty good, pretty important. Not this Wednesday, but the next Wednesday, June 19, missionary Michael Paul will be here. He's a missionary in Taiwan, and he'll be putting on a presentation after church. So if you can be here, that would be awesome. If you can't be here for worship, if you could be here about 7:30 for the presentation in the fellowship hall. We have many different missionaries throughout the world that we encourage, we pray for, and we help monetarily. Pastor Paul in Taiwan is one of them. Really fine young man. His family won't be here. They did quite a musical performance the last time they were here. It'll just be Pastor and his wife. But we pray God's blessings, encourage you to attend. We are in need for a few more ushers. So if you'd like to help with ushering, either at the 8 o'clock service or 10:30 service, or Wednesday night, or all three, or any combination, talk to Dale Meyer over there, and he'll get you lined up and on the schedule. We also need a few volunteers to help run the soundboard, and that is at, we need one person for the 8 o'clock service, one person for the 10:30 service, and if you're going to be here on Wednesday night and like to help out with that, that would be great too. So if you can spare some time, very needed part of our worship service, especially with our radio ministry, that would be great. Talk to one of the pastors or Wayne Gudgel, and we'll get you lined up and on the schedule.
Also in a number of rooms in the building, there are things with a pink tag on there. If you would like the item with the pink tag, feel free to take that home or wherever you want to take it. If you don't take them home or wherever, eventually we're going to try and thin out some of these rooms that have extra things in them.
Okay, pink tag. Vicar, nice haircut, by the way. All right. Pastor, you're doing great with all the kids all by yourself today, so we applaud you. Please join us for coffee and goodies, study of God's Word. Have a great day and week in the joyful joy of Pentecost.